Hey, tonight is Monday, February 18th. This is the Gemara Share, Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet. Hey, Rabotai, we're on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet. And the Gemara cited a brisa about 12 lines from the top, which stated, HaKohen v'ha'ovel mutarin b'giluah. A Kohen and a mourner are permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara first is trying to understand what are the circumstances during which we will allow an Avel to shave on Chol HaMoed. Because it's interesting to note that in the Mishnah itself, Avel is not mentioned. Neither is the Kohen. But even more strikingly is that an Avel is not mentioned in the Mishnah as being permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara is looking for a case to understand what might be the justification of the Braisa and why the Mishnah would apparently disagree. We will soon see Rishayim who claim that in reality the Mishnah does not disagree with the Braisa. We will see that in a little later in the name of the Ritva. But the Gemara looked for a case and it came to the conclusion smack in the middle that we are talking about a situation where the seventh day of Heshiva was on Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. That's the case which we're subject to debate. Because all of the other cases were rejected and you could not shave earlier. So here is a case where the Gemara said, "Lo tzricha shechol shvi'i shelo lios b'shabbos erev haregel." So the Gemara says that the Braisa and the Mishnah revolve around the machloikis Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. Abba Shaul is of the opinion that we believe in mitzvos hayom kikulo, and as a result, on the last day of his Shiva, which is Erev Yom Tov, on a Shabbos, he already completed the Shiva in the morning, and he began the Shloshim shortly thereafter. As soon as he terminates the Shiva, he begins the Shloshim. So once he begins the Shloshim, Yom Tov, when it comes on sundown, is Mivatel the Shloshim. Cancels the Shloshim completely. Well, if you cancel the Shloshim, there is no reason why he cannot shave during Chol HaMoed. No reason at all. Because the Shloshim is over already. So that's what the author of the Braisa is of the opinion. And the author of the Mishnah disagrees with Abba Shaul, hold like the Chachamim, that we do not apply the Halacha of Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo at all by Avelus, we just don't apply it. Therefore, the seventh day, which is Erev Yom Tov, and a Shabbos, he has to wait until absolute nightfall in order to terminate the Shiva. And the Shloshim will not start until Yom Tov. Well, if the Shloshim won't start till Yom Tov, he's not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. That's what the Gemara had said. So I want to look at a Rashi, which serves as a very interesting point of departure, particularly Rashi, when he explains Sabala Karabana. He's trying to explain the Mishnah that says, that does not list an Avel being able to shave on Chalosh HaMoed. So again, the case is the seventh day of the Shiva is on Shabbos, and that's Erev Yontif. Yontif starts that night. So take a look at Rashi. We'll look at both Rashis. That the Tana of the Braisa, where it says, Hi Tana de Braisa, the Tani Ovel Migalech B'moed. Everybody have the Rashi? The caption now reads, Sofer Kabashov. The Yom Shvi'i Ole Lekan Ulekan. L'shiva u'l'shloshim. That seventh day counts for both the Shiva and the Shloshim. So our Gemara is against the sugya that we learned last week, that we do not apply Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo at the beginning of a series, only at the end of a series. That's what the Rashba had said in relationship to Zava and things like that, but here, obviously, we are starting the Shiva, we are completing the Shiva, and starting the Shloshim based on the halacha of Mitzas Hayoim Kikulo. V'kevon d'kvar hischilu Shloshim, since the Shloshim have already begun, iba'ile l'giluche kodem haregel, he should have taken a haircut before Yom Tov. Ela the Shabbos heve. The onus hu lahachi migaleach b'moe. Now, I want to reread that again. Kevon de kvar hischilu shloshim iba'ile ligaluche kodem haregel. He should have taken a haircut before Yom Tov. Anybody understand why?
He didn't spell it out for you.
Why should he take a haircut before Yontif?
Because the Shloshim is... The Yontif is Mevata the Shloshim.
Okay, but he hasn't...
He hasn't spelled it out, but that's what...
Okay, so what's happening? He's so what assumption is Rashi making? He says, if not for the fact that it was Shabbos, he should have taken the haircut Erev Yontif. Why should he take the haircut? Which would no? It, let's just say it would have been Friday. Why should he take the haircut? Okay, so when
the Yontif would cut off,
the Yontif would cut it off.
The Yontif didn't start yet.
So Yontif didn't start yet. So why does Rashi say he should have taken a haircut on Erev Yom Tov? Why? So Rashi would now say, not everyone agrees with Rashi, that when Yom Tov is going to eliminate the Shloshim, the halacha is, Mishum Kvod Yom Tov, that you're allowed to take the haircut on Erev Yom Tov. On Erev Yom Tov.
Even though it's a day earlier.
Even though it's still the first day of the Shloshim. Exactly. It's still the first
day of
the Shloshim.
And it's not yet Yom Tov.
And it's not yet Yom Tov. Exactly. Right. So just let me just give you 2 more seconds. So Rashi says that's what should have happened. The afil lo heve Shabbos. No, excuse me. Ella the Shabbos heve. The only problem with the description that I just had, namely, it's Erev Yom Tov. It's the first day of the Shloshim. Yom Tov has not arrived. In theory, he could shave when? On Erev Yom Tov. The problem is, it happens to be Shabbos. So of course,
not his fault.
Of course you can't take a shave yet. So therefore, the onusu, lehachi migaleach b'moe. So the only reason why he is allowed to shave on Chodesh HaMoed is because there was an onus on Erev Yom Tov, which is the principle of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's principle is that if there is an onus, if there is things beyond your control on Erev Yom Tov, you are allowed to what? To take a shave on Chodesh HaMoed. What is beyond your control? That it was Shabbos. That it was Shabbos. Good. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. So you should ask the question then, why wouldn't this case be listed in the Mishnah? Why would only the Braisa say Ovel is permitted to shave on Cholos HaMoed?
Because we said already that the Mishnah holds Mikzas HaYom Kukulo does not apply.
Okay, so we're going to read it in a second.
So no such case exists according to that opinion.
Okay, that's correct.
So if there's no such case, I'm not going
to
list it.
Okay, so that's we're going to have to say that. That's correct.
What?
Now the Gemara says according to the Chacham. Now Rashi continues. Vitana didan, ditanui elu migalchan beregel, velo avel. It does not list an avel as being one of the cases through which we say you can shave on Chol HaMoed. Why? Savala ki rabbanan d'amrei lo armini mixas hayom kikula. Ella shiva shleimin be'inin. We need 7 full days to be observed. Va'akati lo shlim avelus d'shiva koydim haregel. And he has not yet completed the 7 days of the shiva before Yom Tov. V'lo heve onus. The afilu lo heve shabbos lo matzei ligaleach lahachi eino migaleach b'moed. So what is Rashi saying? Let's listen to the words of Rashi says. Even if today was not Shabbos, he still could not have taken a haircut on Erev Yontif. Why not?
Because
the Shiva hasn't completed yet. The Shloshim hasn't begun yet, so that Yontov will be mevatalit. So, is that what Rashi actually says? What does Rashi add, and is startling? Rashi adds another explanation.
He's not an onus.
He's not an onus. You know why our Mishnah does not list an avel as one of those who can shave? Because he's not an avel. He's not an onus on Erev Yontif. So what question are you going to ask? What question should you ask on Rashi?
Not in this
what?
Not in this
of course he's an onus. What's the onus?
Shiva.
The Shiva. He hasn't started the Shloshim yet. The Halacha is blocking him from shaving on Erev Yom Tov, even if it was not a Shabbos. Because he has not yet completed the Shiva. Because he denies the Halacha of Mitzvah Hayon Kikula. So Shloshim is first going to start on Yom Tov. He's going to start on Yom Tov. So everybody asks, why does Rashi say Delo Heve Anus? He very much is an Anus. He's a very much an Anus. Why couldn't he shave? Because the Halacha doesn't allow him to shave because he stole the Shiva.
No, but doesn't it?
Just 1 second. So why is it that I will not be able to shave according to the Rabbanan? Tell me why I will not be able to shave according to the Rabbana.
In Shiva.
Because right now I'm in Shiva. And the Shloshim will not start until Yom Tov. If the Shloshim will not start until Yom Tov can't be Mevatelit. That's why you can't shave on Cholos HaMoed. That's why the Mishnah doesn't allow him to shave on Cholos HaMoed. But why isn't he an Anus? Of course he's an Anus.
Because it's the halacha of Shiva and Shloshim. It's not because of some external factor that one time is seven.
So now you're saying that Anus only applies when it's an external factor. But if the halacha itself, what about
you in. Yeah, right.
What about the fact that Rashi said 5 seconds ago today was Shabbos?
Well, he said that when he was saying that according
to... Okay, but so why is that an onus?
Right.
Why is that an onus?
When Shabbos comes?
Yeah. Why is the difference, the halacha...
Because had the person died in another day,
I understand.
He would have been 50, right?
I understand. Okay, but why would Rashi not want to say that when it comes to Dine Avelus? He is as much an onus on Erev Yom Tov as just as the Shabbos. But it's a different halacha.
That's the point.
Applies to that.
Okay.
That's the point. It's a different halacha. The way the halacha is set up, in order for Yom Tov to be mevatel the shloshim,
right.
We've already said that the shloshim has to start already.
Correct.
Shloshim comes.
It didn't start.
Shloshim has to come in contact with Yom Tov, and then it's mevatel. Okay. So the onus that Rashi is talking about, where had it not been for something external to Avela, this guy is why? What's the source of this guy not allowed to be shaved?
Hilchas Avelus.
Hilchas Avelus. What's the reason? All the other people that can't shave, why can't they shave? Some external reason, not related to Yontif, not related to anything like that. So they're Metzoras, they're coming back from prison.
No, it's Shabbos. That's also one.
Okay, but the point is, this man, if he didn't come in contact with Avelis, he would have shaved. Now he has Avelis, then he has Shloshim.
Right.
So in order for it to work, you need to everything to fall into the right place.
Okay.
It's an honest...
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, I'm not saying
but no, I hear what everybody's saying. But then the whole shear is going to fall apart because everybody thinks that Rashi is trying to tell us something and for some reason doesn't want to use the lack of ability to shave due to what? To the laws of Avelos. He does not want to describe it as an others. And now take a look at page number one. Rashi does. He says, "Velo heveanus." And once it's lo heveanus, automatically, what's the halacha about shaving on Cholosh HaMoed? You can't shave on Cholosh HaMoed. Because the underlying reason for shaving on Chol HaMoed was you are an anus on Erev Yom Tov. Yes?
I guess I'm just confused about one point. So is it about, is it the Baal about, if you look at Mitzvah Seyon Kukulo, whether that allows, if you say Mitzvah Seyon Kukulo, it makes him an anus? It relieves him of being an anus in one situation, but if you say no, he has to complete the Shleimim, then...
Yeah, that's not an anus any longer. That's not exactly... So that's what he's going to ask the question. Take a look at this as the Keren Ora. Rashi said, "Velo heve onus. Gam ze eino midukdak tzad." This is not terribly accurate. "De igar hatam hu, de eino yachol ligaleach, mishim de lo botlu mimenu gzeiro shloishim." The reason why he can't shave on Chol HaMoed is not because what? He wasn't an anus. There's a much more powerful reason why he can't shave on Chol HaMoed. Because the Shloshim is still operating. Because it didn't get a chance to negate the Shloshim. So why does Rashi have to emphasize the lo heve anus? You know why this guy can't shave according to the Rabbanan? Because he's missing the criteria that exists in the Mishnah. So the question can be looked at twofold. One, why isn't that an onus? Why isn't the fact that I can't shave because the laws of Shloshim have not yet been cancelled, why isn't that an onus? And enable me now to shave on Chol HaMoed? And also, why put the emphasis on the fact that it was lo heve anus? That's the way he frames it. There's a much more compelling reason why he can't take a shave. Because he has to be nohe avelus of shloshim. That's the main reason. Not because he wasn't an anus. Even if he was an anus, I would say, according to this halacha, he has to not shave. Because that's what the shloshim tell us. He can't override the shloshim because they haven't begun yet before Yom Tov started. That's what everybody is getting a little under the collar with Rashi. Take a look at page 2. The Rashash uses the same thing. And he's going to come up with a very big chiddush. The Rashash word. Dibur HaMaskel, I bracket it, Sava Karab, Velo Eva Anus. Lich Ora Tomua. It seems to me this is puzzling. Madua lo piresh kipshuta. Why didn't Rashi simply explain it? Simply, de le rabbanan osur legaleach kemoed nachmas gzeiras shloshim lamed. The reason why he can't shave a cholam is not because he wasn't an anus. You know why? Because he's still observing shloshim. Why is he observing Shloshim? Because I reject Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo. And on the when does the Shloshim start? On the first night of Yontif. That's when the Shloshim starts. So why did Rashi have to say the Lov HaOnos? Who cares about an Onos? Says the Rashash. Vizel Yeshlomar, Mishum Da Amrina Le'el, the Gemara and Af Yud Beis, Omud Beis said, Ovel Eino Noheg Avoluso Beregel. Ovel Eino Noheg Avoluso Beregel. That's what the Gemara says. Now, under what circumstances can we apply that particular Gemara? Under what circumstances might I say that Avelus should be operative, but since it's Yom Tov, what does he not do? Eino noheg Aveluso be Yom Tov.
But he's still Yom
Tov. He's still in Shlosh.
He's still in Shlosh. Yeah. So what is the possibility of that case operating? What's the only way in which that case, how can we have a case where Shloshim should have been operating on Yom Tov? And the Gemara says, no. An Ovel is not Noeg Aveluso Biregel. Under what
Shabbos?
What?
It's also Shabbos.
Doesn't say anything about it. No, under what's the case? The Rashash says it's got to be which case?
Well, someone dies on Yom Tov, Chomoid. If someone dies on Yom Tov Chomoid, it should be Avelus, but it didn't start yet.
No, it didn't start yet. But that's not the way he's learning Eino Noheg Aveluso Beregel. He believes that phrase, Avel Eino, is talking about a situation where the Avelus should have, is in effect. But he can't express it. He can't observe it. So what will be the case? What is the Rosh Hashanah thinking those words of the Gemara mean? Avel Eino Noheg Aveluso Bimoed. Our case. Our case. Just hold on 1 second. What's the case? The case is, according to the Chachamim, where you don't believe in Mitzvah Sayon Kekula, the seventh day of the Shiva is Erev Yom Tov. Now it comes at night. What should be happening as soon as that Yom Tov starts? The Shloshim should go into effect. Says the Gemara, yeah, the Shloshim should go into effect, but you can't be Noheg Avelus on Yom Tov. So what will we do to your Avelus under those circumstances? No, yeah, suspend, not override it, suspend it till after Yom Tov. He will have to observe a full Shiva, a full Shloshim after Yom Tov.
So we defer.
We defer. That's what he's saying. Well, if that's the case,
you should be able to shave.
Let him go ahead and shave. Let him go shave on Chol HaMoed. What's the problem? So let's read on.
What is it deferred to?
After Yom Tov.
Whole Yom Tov.
Whole Yom Tov.
Not just the first day of Chol HaMoed.
Whole Yom Tov. So let's read now.
So it's a period somewhere between Shiva and Shloshim?
Correct.
There's
a gap between the Shiva and the Shloshim. Exactly. Exactly. There's a gap. Why should there be a gap? Because there was nothing to be mevatel the Shloshim, right. But yet you can't express it. Why can't you express it? Because it's Yom Tov. We don't want on Yom Tov to be Noeg Avelus.
So
we don't want you to be Noeg Avelus.
Is the gap for Nihug or the gap is for counting?
For Nihug. Counting. He doesn't say much about the counting.
Okay.
I'm going to say he's even going to be counting fully later.
Go together.
So now, let's read. Vizel Yeshloma Mishim Darmin Alel Avel Eino Noheg Aveluso Beregel. V'ayin berosh sham b'shem harayvid v'chein kosav hakesef mishne b'perek zayin hilchus yom tov halach yudches b'shem maharik misefer beis moed b'das rambam. Okay. So, he's going to claim that this is also to be found in the Rambam and in a kesef mishne. So go to page 3 for a moment. Go to page 3 for a minute. This Rambam is Mirapsin Igra, just about. Rambam writes, here the Rambam is listing all of the people who are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Ketzad Ovel Shechol Shvi Shelo Lios B'Yom Tov O Shechol Lios B'Erev Yom Tov V'Hareu Shabbos. Listen to this. Ovel Shechol Shvi'i Shelo Lios B'Yom Tov O Shechol Lios B'Erev Yom Tov V'Hareu Shabbos She'i Efshar L'Galeach. He could not have shaved when? On Erev Yantiv. So such a person is allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Does it say that in the Rambam? Read it again. Ovel Shechal Shvi'i Shelo Lios B'Yom Tov. What does that mean?
That means the sixth day was Erev.
The sixth day
was Erev Yantiv.
Was Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantiv. And the seventh day is the first day of Shiva is on the first day of Yantiv.
Can that happen?
Doesn't
Yantiv get rid of the seventh day?
That's going to be the question which everybody's going to ask. Well, what's the Rambam talking about? We don't observe a seventh day on Yantiv.
Yeah.
It's over with. Yantiv is Mevatel Shiva. How do you get to a seventh day?
It would be any time when Shiva. It doesn't have to be the seventh day.
Good. The Kesed Mishnah is going to say seventh day is Lav Dafka. Now, this Rambam is terribly difficult. And now, go to the next page for just a minute. Because Rosh Hashanah is claiming that Rashi and the Rambam are shaking hands in this area. Look at this Halacha Yudches, Kesef Mishneh, commenting on this very difficult Rambam. Kosav Harav HaMagid, that's the Magid Mishnah, I should have focused out of that too. Mashinimtza B'Sifrei Rabbeinu. That which appears in our Rambams, we just read it together. She'imchal Shvi'i Shelo Lios B'Yom Tov Shehu Migaleach B'Moed. Who taught Seifrim? That's got to be a mistake. Of course it's a mistake. Why is it a mistake?
We just said.
Tell me why it's a mistake. Because the Shloshim hasn't begun yet. Right? A guy who starts sitting Shiva, and the last day of Shiva is on Yantav. So Yantav is going to be Mevatel the Shiva. Rambam didn't forget that. But the Shloshim will not have begun. Shloshim would not have begun. So why can he go ahead and what?
Shave
on Chol HaMoed. Why is the Rambam listing him? We just read it. And all of the other halachas in that parak are all of the other cases. A guy came from Din HaSayam. A guy was released from jail. What's this case got to do with all of us? All the others?
That's what he's going to suggest.
That the Rambam also reads the Gemara that Avel Eino Noheg Aveluso Beregel is referring to his case. Exactly. Listen to this. So he says it's a mistake. Hamaharik Bishorish Kufnun Beis Kasab. Shebesefer hanikra Beit Moed Kosav lahaamid hanuscha shebesefer Rabbeinu. The Marik said, "Don't just take an eraser and erase the words of the Rambam. Keep it." So how do you maintain the Rambam's words? Mita'am, based on what? The ein avel nohed aveluso beregel ho'il v'hagiluach. The hakibus hu michlal hoavelus, not taking a haircut and not either washing your clothing or not starching your clothing. Those are typical manifestations of avelus. Now the conclusion is kishe eino noheg aveluso, when he doesn't practice his avelus on Yom Tov. Mutter ligaleach ulechabes. What is stopping him on Chol HaMoed from taking a haircut? What's stopping him on Yantiv? Of course he can't take because it's Yantiv. But what's stopping him from doing laundry and taking a shave on Chol HaShemoed?
Shloshim.
What?
Well, you would think Shloshim.
He would have thought Shloshim. Says me, the Rambam, I'm being Mechadesh. No! He can take a shave when? On Chol HaShemoed.
The Shloshim will start later.
And the Shloshim will start yet later. Ha'il... Kishenu Nagam Aglim. Ha'il v'lo yachal l'galeach u'l'chabes kodem ha'regel. And so he couldn't take a shave or a laundry before Yantid. The im yesh baldin lachlok. Somebody's going to argue. Heich yigaleach beregel shelo shilma avelu. So how will he ever shave on Yontov when his Avelus has not yet been completed?
Does he mean Shiva there or Shloshim?
No, he means the Shloshim.
Shloshim, okay.
Nashivenu, we will answer, ki hu migaleach b'knei kvod haregel. Or la'achar haregel yashlim the days.
You start the count.
Yeah. You start counting Shiva, I mean Shloshim, yeah. After Yontov.
Yeah.
After Yontov. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. So assuming, now, the Rashash, who brought this Rambam in, initially wants the answer that what? Wants the answer for Rashi. Why does Rashi say he can't take a shave on Chol HaShemoed? What excuse did Rashi give? Mishum de lo heve onos. So we ask the question, what do you mean? Isn't the halacha that what? That his shloshim is still operating. That's the biggest onus you could imagine. Says the Roshash. That doesn't play a role. Because since the halacha is, we are not noheg avelus on regel, even though the shloshim is still in effect, we put the shloshim off to after yantiv. So on Yantiv, he should have been able to take a shave on Chol HaMoed. Therefore, says Rashi, what is the only reason why he could not take a shave on Chol HaShemoed? Because he doesn't fit into our single criteria. What is the only criteria through which I will allow somebody to take a haircut on Chol HaShemoed? He was on Anos and Erev Yantiv. That's it. Nothing else. That's why Rashi says that. Because from the vantage point of Avelus, he should have been able to, you can't say Avelus is precluding him from taking a shave and that too is on. Avelus is not precluding him. Because even though he is in the Shloshim, he can't manifest the Shloshim. Because lo noagim Aveluso beregel. Yeah.
The concept, and this is where I'm just not clear, the concept of not being permitted to, of kibbutz begadim and stuff like that.
Yes.
Does that also include shloshim?
Yes. Okay, so in the time of the Gemara, they actually did they didn't do laundry. Our practice is, we do laundry, but you don't do gihutz. That's the only thing, that's the difference. But they had kibbutz and giluach. Yeah.
Does the Rambam hold
mitzvah sayom kulo
or not?
Does the Rambam hold mitzvah sayom kulo? Yes. That's why.
So the second case, though, when he says the Shvi is on Shabbat, the Shvi is on Erev Shabbat, but it's Shabbos.
So that, right.
Then he should be able to shave on Yantif like the Mishnah. Why,
he allows him.
But that's not...
That's not a big Kiddush.
Right, okay.
That's correct, because the Rambam passes like Avashol. That's correct.
How is he not an honest, according to the way we're saying it?
Because there is no, like you said, there's no external onus. So we wanted to say the halacha of Avelus is just as much an onus as getting stuck in jail. Answers, whoever this is, mitzad the Avelus, we're willing to suspend the Isra Avelus, despite the fact that the Shloshim is operative.
So what, according to the Rabbanan's opinion, does not allow him to shave?
That there was no legal onus that he was involved in before Yantiv. What was the onus? He had to observe Shiva all day? That's not an onus. That's not an onus. He wasn't stuck in the... he wasn't on a boat. He wouldn't get out of jail. Cool.
How does that fit in with Nazir and Metzora in our Mishnah? How are you going to answer for those?
The Gemara answered that. That's only because of Shema Yishu Korbanosav. That's the only reason.
So is that an anus? What is that?
No, that's nothing to do with anus. That's a different reason. We don't want him to delay the bringing of his korban. The Gemara said he could have brought it Erev Yontif. He could have shaved Erev Yontif. There's no doubt. That was the whole sugi before this.
So all the reasons up until then is anus?
Every single one has a common denominator. And we're going to see in a second, Tosis will ask the question, you know, Tosis, I'll give you the way, right? Tosis says, if you lost something, that's also an anus. Doesn't have to be an external. You're just a shlemiel. You lost something. So you're busy looking for it. Tosis will ask. This is not any worse than that. That's Tosis. We'll see.
Can't you read the Rambam in a more traditional way? If he holds a mixas yom kakulo, that seventh day is as the morning is the seventh day, and he allows, even though it's on Yantiv, why can't he hold?
Oh, nobody says that. If you hold Mixas Hayom Kekula, it's over Erev Yantiv. Whatever, the Rambam would have to be ignoring the halacha that Yantiv is Mevatel Shiva, according to what you want to suggest. We never saw that in our life. Never saw that. And the same thing, if you go to page 5, the Noida Yehuda seems to say the exact same thing. V'hine b'maseches moed katan yud zayin v'beis b'rashi dibur amas v'sobuk rabban v'lo heve onus da'afilu lo heve shabbos lo heve matzu migaleach lahachi eino migaleach v'moed. Even if Friday, even if that Erev Yontif day had not been Shabbos, he would still not have been able to shave before Yom Tov, because we deny Mitzvah Sayyad Kekula. Midivrei Halolu Mifura, Midivrei Rashi Halolu Mifurash, Shekol Shelo Higia Zman Heter Giluach Kodem Aregel, as long as the Heter to shave had not yet arrived before Yom Tov, Vidovar Acher Me'akvo Lo Huta Baregel, something else is bothered, something else is precluding it, that's not going to allow him to what? Take a shave on Chol HaMoed.
What's the Dabar Acher?
Our Avelus. V'dafka im Shabbos me'akvo, u'kvar yotza midei isur tispores machmas Avelus. If the laws of Avelus would have allowed it, and the only reason why he can't do so is because it's Shabbos, then that's an onus. Aval isur avelus me'akvo lo mikre onus lahatir lo beregel. And so if there's any tinge of hilchos avelus that is the barrier between taking the shave on Erev Yontif, if it's because of avelus halachos, then you can't take a shave on Chol HaMoed. That's very much what he said.
But if Shabbos is what's there, then he can?
Yes.
Why is Shabbos an onus, not avelus?
Because Shabbos is something beyond his control, and it's not a hilchos avelus halacha.
Okay, you said two different things there. Avelus is beyond his control.
Okay.
So either halacha across the board is onus,
no,
or is not onus.
No.
He just split it now.
He just said avelus
is not onus.
Correct.
But Shabbos is.
Shabbos is. I would say it as follows. If you want to get rid of avelus, avelus can't be the onus to get rid of avelus. In and of itself. You can't use the halacha that we're trying to suspend as the reason for suspending the very halacha we're trying to. That's it. So Shabbos is something else. Being out of town, something else. But avelus, here we're trying to be makir in oven. So to use the avelus as the excuse as an anus, that we don't want.
What's I got to do with Mitzvah Bekulo?
What?
What's I got to do with Mitzvah Bekulo?
Because otherwise it would have been Mitzvah Hayom. We would have been Mevatel Yantiv. Shloshim would be started already. So then there would have been no halach of avelus to. Then he could do it on Erev Yantiv.
Why?
Shloshim is still in effect till Yontif starts.
Okay, so that we said before. That's part of Abba Shaul's halacha. You said it. Okay. That Kvoid Yontif overrides it.
But based on what the runs of why, according to this relation, should it work that way?
I hear. That's a good question. It bothers me as well. Yeah.
You were saying Taisva said that if somebody's looking for money.
Yeah.
He's so do we now have a different rank, somebody who may be Torah? Is that Torah the same as Onus?
Okay, so the answer is yes. The only thing that's going on over there is that he was Torud. He was right here in town. He was right near his barber. But he's got other things to do.
But that just basically says there's a much lesser threshold.
Correct.
We have to go.
Correct.
We can do.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Now, take a look at Tosfos. Vitana Didan Savala Kirabanan. In the middle of the Tosfos asks this question. Avoltema. Avoltema. Dehechi Asrinan. Mehai Delotani Masnitin Ha'ovel Vahakoein Mutar Milagalea. How can you infer anything based on the fact that our Mishnah does not list an Ovel and a Kohen as being among those who can take a shave? And the Chachamim say they can't. The Rabbanon say they can't. How can Mishum Delesle Pnai? Because what? Because he had no time to shave when on Erev Yontif. V'homi baryo le'el, the Gemara on Daf Yudalud, which we learn, be'ofda lo aveda, if somebody lost a sum of money, v'lo pashit, midlo tani lo. And the Gemara did not resolve that a guy who lost his money can not shave because it's not in the Mishnah. The Gemara didn't say that. Therefore, I ask, why is that not a question? This is a phrase that the Gemara uses 50,000 times when it's stuck. When it's stuck, namely, I have a list. And then I find something on the list is not there. Answers the Gemara. It's not a complete list.
You always have to find others also.
What? Tana v'shir.
My satisfaction.
Okay, so we'll ask the Gemara. We'll ask that question if you want to. Kimo kein hani tani v'shir. Kohen and Ovel. That would be the other things. So how does anybody assume that the mere fact that our Mishnah does not list Kohen and Ovel amongst those who are allowed to shave, that you automatically infer that what? That you're not allowed to shave. And I got to find a crazy case that it's Erev Shabbos and I don't hold Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo. Maybe everybody says you're allowed to shave. And we hold Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? Tana v'shir. That's all. Ask Tosfos Kashya. Answers Tosfos. V'yesh loimar kevan de ashkachna plukto de abashol v'rabanan be'ovel islon lemeimar de tana de madris de tana de masnisin u'braisa b'hachi pligi v'kevan de be'ovel pligi b'kayinami pligi. It's another one of Tosfos's great answers. Namely, since I did find that there is such a machloikis between the Tanakhama and between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim, whether we say Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo, that must be the difference between the Braisa and the Mishnah.
No, I think he's just saying. Obviously, in the air pollution of the Beis Medrash, is this Braisa floating around? Right. Once we have this Braisa in existence and we quote it, we can also. He could have said Tani Shir too, but we have another choice to say that this Braisa
argues with
argue.
It.
I mean, okay. It's just that if no one ever found the Braisa, then.
Okay.
It's not such a terrible answer.
Okay, it's not. Okay. I didn't say it's terrible. I said it's not the most compelling logic I've ever heard.
It's not a lumdish answer.
It's not a lumdish answer. That's exactly what it is.
It's a reality answer.
It's not that, and that's many of Tosis's answers. That's all. Okay. Okay. If you take a look at page 6, the Ritva, he's got another one of those lumdish answers. Not really.
And by the way, based on our explanation that we just said it's not anus, that's another reason why you would be forced
to
say.
That is correct.
That's why it's not in the Mishnah. However that is.
So, look at, he asks the question, same thing, it's the fifth line, he says in the middle of the line, V'kushya gedoylai. This is a very good question. How do I know that the Mishnah is eliminating an Ovel and a Kohen based on the fact that it's not in the Mishnah? Maybe we should say it is in the right.
Everybody agrees.
V'hanachon be'ena. De le'olam minyana de masnisin lav davka. It is true. Our Mishnah has not given an exhaustive list. It's lav davka, not to be taken seriously. Umi. If we had been of the opinion that everyone would agree that an ovel is permitted to shave on Chalosh HaMoed, lo sagya de lo lisnia, there would be no compelling reason for this case not to be mentioned. I can understand the guy who lost $100. That you can say, yeah, ton of a shear, you left it over. But not this. Why? De midi de ovel meikar mechilton hi. What's the topic? What's the primary topic of this perek? Hilchos Avelus. So in the perek that is dealing with Hilchos Avelus, that's the case you decide to what?
Leave
the ton of a shear? The primary case of this topic? We're not talking about guys who came from Japan. We're not talking about guys who were let out of jail. The majority of this parak is talking about the laws of Avelus. So why would that case in particular be omitted from the Mishnah? Should have let us know that the halacha is like Abashol. Since our Mishnah has chosen not to list the case of the Ovel, Vadai Lesle de Abashol. It's coming to indicate to us that Abashol is to be rejected, and we do not accept the principle of Mixus Hayoim Kekula. That's how the Ritva answers this particular case.
What is the phrase Misha Halfacha say? So?
No, that's the name of the second parak. So the name of the second parak.
So the Ritva does not agree with Abishol?
No, he didn't say his own personal opinion. He's just explaining our Mishnah definitively rejects Abishol.
It's not Mishnah. I mean, so how can we know Paskin? That'd be a strong.
It's an excellent
support.
Question. Why does the halacha reject the Stam Mishnah? Excellent question. Good. So that's going to be one answer that you go Lekula by Hilchos Avelus. There are other answers. We'll get to that a little later. As I said, the primary sugya of Abashol is on Daf Yutes. So when we get to Daf Yutes, we'll expand our vistas there. Lama Gein Vaita Gemara and see the issue of the Kohen. Everybody have the place. It's about 10 lines before the lines get wide. Hai Kohen Hechidami. What is the case in which there is a debate between the Braisa and the Mishnah concerning the Kohen? Ilema de Sholim Mishmarto Erev Haregel Iboyele Leguche Erev Haregel. So let me just explain for a moment. There is a hint to this in the Torah, but it's not explicit. Shmuel divided up all of the Kohanim into 24 groups. And each group was assigned 2 weeks a year during which they would serve in the Mikdash. And then, within the 2 weeks, they decided to cast lots within the group to determine who does any particular Avodah, based on the story that is recorded in Maseches Yuma. Some Kohen was interested in getting a roast beef sandwich, so he wanted to do the Avodah, because the guy who does the Avodah gets the meat of that korban, and he pushed one of his friends off the Mizbeach, and he broke his arm. And then, a second time happened, he killed him, and after that, they said, no more pushing and shoving. From now on, it's a lottery for everything. Fine. Now, the mishmar of that group was from Sunday, from Shabbos to Shabbos. They always switched mishmarot on Shabbos. So, says the Gemara, if...
When you say Shabbos, when did the mishmar start? You mean Friday night or Shabbos in the morning?
No, it was actually...
after Shabbos.
It was after Shabbos. They came on Shabbos. After Shabbos, Sunday, Saturday night is when the change. So it's really Sunday morning.
So Shabbos?
Yeah. So the Gemara says, if his mishmar was completed on Erev Yom Tov, so why didn't he take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov? Why should we allow him to shave on Chol HaMoed? Answers the Gemara, Lo tzricha deshalom mishmarto beregel. Yom Tov was a Thursday. And his group ends on Shabbos. Okay. Friday he couldn't take a haircut because the people in the group are not allowed to take a haircut while they're working. They can't take a haircut while they're working. So now, on Sunday, he's done, and he could have what? So now the question is, are we going to allow him to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed as none? So what's the debate? Tana didan savar kevon disna v'shlosha prakim v'shana hayakol ha-mishmaro shavos be'emure ha-regalim u'bechiluk lekapanim kiman d'lo shalom mishmarta beregel dami. Since there is a halacha that all of the 24 groups are equal in terms of dividing up the emurim of the korbanot of the Yom Tov and the lechem hapanim, so it's not that it belongs only to one particular group. Everybody is allowed to take part of the emurim, the limbs that they were going to eat. So that means they're all still on duty. In other words, there is no real case where somebody's mishmar comes to an end on Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, the halacha is everybody's on duty. So therefore, he can't take a haircut for another reason. Because when you're on duty, you can't take a haircut. Therefore, on Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah says, you are not, the Mishnah doesn't include the Kohen, because he can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed.
Why isn't it called Anus?
What?
Why isn't it called Anus? Not Anus?
No, because he's still operating. That's why. He's still working. It's Kiman Delo Sholin Mishmar To Beregel. It's as if his group did not end. So if the group didn't end, well, I know why you're not allowed to take a haircut. Because no person on duty is allowed to take a haircut. Vitane bra savar af al gav the shayach bahanach mishmaros, even though he joins all the others for these limbs of Yom Tov, mishmarte miyashlimale, his own group did come to an end. So therefore, if it did come to an end, and he couldn't do it on Erev Yom Tov, because he was still on duty, therefore, what are we going to do? We're going to allow him to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed.
How could his end, if they were all on duty?
Okay, so he was on duty, all of them were on duty for certain things. For two things, says the Mishnah.
On
Lechem HaPanim, they're on duty. And they all share equally. Lechem HaPanim and the emurim of the korbanot of the Yom Tov. But all other things, he's not on duty for that. So let's assume somebody brings a personal korban, because he happens to be in Yerushalayim. So it's not that anybody can handle that. It's the group that what? That has an assignment. That mishmar, they bring that particular korban. So the Brisa believes that since his group is basically over, even though he still belongs to the commonality, to the common group, that's not considered overpowering, and as a result, he can take a shave on Chol HaShemoed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Yom Tov started on a Thursday.
That's what Rashi says. Right?
His Mishmar started the prior Shabbos.
Correct.
So in terms of, and his Mishmar goes for 1 week.
That's right.
So Yom Tov comes, according to the first opinion, he's still on duty.
All 7 days.
Even though the Yom Tov korbans, I guess those when the Emurim, these are korban tzibur of Yom Tov, I assume?
Yes.
And the lechem upon him that's going to be distributed when they put the new ones on, even when that happens every week, that's not a Yom Tov halacha.
That is correct.
So
it's a special halacha that on Yom Tov they are
shared between all 24. So normally, if it was a regular Shabbos, one mishmar would get all the loaves. Now this
they split the loaves
between the two mishmaros.
Between the two mishmaros.
So now they got those
split between 24.
So they got unlucky that time.
That's correct.
And the second opinion says it comes
that since his group is done with, and if somebody had a private korban, he's no longer on duty. Therefore, his mishmar is done.
So
even though he can't eat the lechem apanim,
there may have been more kohanim than jobs to do.
No, but his mishmar, it's to go by him personally, or his mishmar? It's his mishmar.
His mishmar.
So why does his mishmar lose out on the private kohanim, private karbanos before the Shabbos? Why do we cut short their mishmar? If mishmar is only, if Yom Tov is only affecting. I don't understand
how Yom Tov itself.
On Yom Tov, anybody can go.
Right, there's a special pasuk that on Yom Tov itself, the mishmaros are suspended. The simple reason is because there's a lot of activity, so they need more.
So why do they lose out? Why do we allow the mishmar that's coming to get an extra 2 days worth of private korbanos?
What about Friday and Shabbos?
Yeah, on Friday. Well, Shabbos is no private korbanos.
Right, that is correct.
So on Friday, why do we penalize this group because Yom Tov came out on whatever day? That's what I'm not like. The private korbanos on Friday.
Right.
Why do they go to the next one that's supposed to normally start on Shabbos?
They're going to the previous one.
But according to the second opinion, who says that they're done, a private...
No, they're done after Shabbos. So now, on Sunday is Chol HaMoed. So he's done now. Why can't he take a haircut today? I'm done. The only halacha is that my mishmar is on duty, I can't take a haircut. Well, my mishmar is done. Why can't I take a haircut today on Chol HaShemoed? On Sunday. Or Monday.
Why, yeah. Are they searching for cases for a Kohen to work like this? I mean, you could think of any. Why can you see a Kohen working then became Tame right before Yom Tov, and then he couldn't work that Mishmar? I mean, you can make any case where a Kohen was working up to the point.
The question was he was okay. So you're asking a Kohen was Tame?
Tame literally banished mushrooms before Yom Tov. I mean, then he can't work. He's not allowed to work. He should be able to take a shave on
Chol HaShemoed.
On Chol HaShemoed.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. I didn't see anybody ask that question. It's too good of a question. It's a very good question. I don't know.
So he couldn't shave Yom Tov.
Don't know.
He was on duty. Correct. And Yom Tov came and he was stuck because
that's not his week. Comes Sunday.
According to the first opinion,
I'm not 100% sure what's bothering. Why does Rashi have to say that the first day of Yom Tov was on a Thursday? Why couldn't it be on a Friday? And the same situation would take place. Well, why did it have to be on a Thursday? And now my question is, can he take a shave on Chol HaShemoed on Sunday when his Mishmar is done.
Well, I can say Wednesday or Tuesday. I mean,
what?
Any day of the week.
Yeah, any day of the week. Why did Rashi
We went earlier that the article says, we went earlier in the previous parak that any Kohen can take a haircut on Thursday or Friday to have a Shabbos, even if they're on duty.
But on Yontif, you can't.
Right, that's what I know. So if Yontif started on Friday, you should have taken a haircut on Thursday.
Thursday.
Anyway.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, stop here. We'll continue next Vav.